would go into the parking hours. Currently, all parking zones, with the exception of the Jefferson Street Garage, are on an 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Paid parking basis, Monday through Saturday. Our recommendation is to extend that to midnight for all zones that are currently at 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right, this is Philip Olivier. He is the special parking consultant that Mayor D.C. Reeves hired away from, it was a premium, is that the red sign, folks? It just gives me the shivers every time I think about them. Anyway, he hired him away from them because he understands the market, understands what's going on in parking. And I'll be frank, I was very impressed with this guy when he did the presentation on Monday at the Pensacola Agenda Review Session. And the presentation of City Council followed up on the parking survey that was done last week and a comprehensive study on where parking is in Pensacola, what it should be, and built on the basic premise. Okay, the basic premise is, how do we get it so that parking turns over and that on any given set of parking spaces on any given block, about 85% of the parking is full and about 15% is empty, which means that you can always find a spot on the block, but it's not empty. The premise being that if the parking is too expensive, as in if the block is empty, if the parking spaces are all vacant, parking's too expensive based on demand at that time. And if it's always full and you can't find a spot, then parking is too cheap. And if you came as a neutral observer to the city of Pensacola and didn't know anything else about it, you would never, ever, ever, ever design our parking the way it is. We all know that. So the question is, how can we fix it within the parts that at least the city has the authority to fix right now, which would not include the private red sign lots. It would include all the blue lots and the street parking and all of that kind of stuff. So the various recommendations are these. Number one, if you look at the current footprint of parking downtown, where it's paid is very, very small. And the first recommendation is to expand the zones of paid parking so that there would be fewer free parking spaces. And it's a pretty dramatic expansion. It basically means all of downtown, all the way down to Plaza de Luna and Palafox, you know, like all the way from Garden all the way down. In fact, even maybe a little bit farther north of that. But, you know, the premise being that it doesn't make sense to have free parking in those areas because those are demand areas. So this is, you know, on Main Street. This is on Zaragoza. This is like, you know, even Spring Street. OK, the stuff that had been made free by that had been kind of expanded. Some of that free area that had been expanded under Mayor Robinson is going to go to paid if this all turns out. OK. And by the way, all the way up to Wright Street on Palafox. So all of that is going to be paid. It's going to be just like all the other paid areas. So the amount of free spaces is going to go down dramatically. The second part is to expand the hours. As you heard Philip Olivier there mention, instead of ending at 7 o'clock, it's going to end at midnight. And the theory there is because the time when people can't find parking is at night and on the weekends, the time when it's free. And Mayor Reeves has made this point that, look, the reason you can't find parking is because it's not priced properly. So what we want to do is we want to price it properly to create turnover so that people can find parking. That's the theory. And, you know, you go down at night or on a weekend and, you know, while parking is free on city streets, parking in, you know, the red lots or just, you know, flag attended lots is like 10, 20, 50 bucks, you know, and which is crazy to me that people would pay that, but they do. The other change is going to be a new app. He wants to implement a new app starting in January 1st, and this is a better app that will allow them to do, for example, the variable pricing. So that pricing would be, instead of 50 cents an hour, a dollar an hour. That's an ordinance change that city council would have to approve. And it could fluctuate up to maybe $2 an hour. He didn't say an upper limit, but I don't expect they want to get into the $4 or $5 an hour range, but, you know, under demand situations. And down when it's, you know, not much demand, to as low as a quarter an hour. So it could be cheaper even than the current. Palafox is not going to be free anymore. That's one of the main suggestions. Is it makes no sense to have Palafox be free. As the mayor says, you would never, ever, ever have free parking on Palafox starting from scratch.
One of the most backward parking things we have is that we have 2-hour parking on Palafox Street.
Yeah.
No city in America
yeah.
takes their most busy street and makes it free parking
right.
For 2 hours.
So also... and look, the argument for this is fairly straightforward. You have other industries that do demand-based pricing. You know, air travel is demand-based because it's a market. It's a supply and demand issue. You have hotels that are demand-based. My counter argument is that, yeah, but you have a lot of places that don't do demand-based. You know, if you're going to pay extra depending on the time of day to go park in front of a restaurant in order to eat at the restaurant doesn't charge you double because it's dinner time. In fact, if you went into a restaurant and they're like, well, they might have happy hours at other times, but, you know, at 7 o'clock, they don't double, or at 6 o'clock, they don't double the prices, and you probably wouldn't go there if they did. Or maybe that would become the norm. I mean, you know, because you'd force people who are more price sensitive to go to other locations and, you know, buy their food somewhere else, and then you wouldn't have waiting lines at, like, McGuire's because, you know, right? I mean, that's always a possibility. So they're going to keep the kiosks, in fact, expand them, because if you're going to have paid parking, you also have to have the kiosks for people who don't do the app. They're not going to do specific employee passes, but there are places where employees can park for free, like the top of the Jefferson Street lot is not utilized. There's a lot to this, okay? It's a very comprehensive picture. But the short vision of all of this is expand where you have to pay, extend the hours for pay until midnight, stop not at 7, increase the price per hour, use a new app, which makes it a variable price so that if there's a high demand, then the price is going to go up, and if there's low demand, it's going to go down. That's the short version. What do I think of this? Tell you in a second. 716 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
If you're in Navarre, eastbound 98 at Catamaran, looks like there's an accident right in front of the shrimp basket. The inside lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up all the way past Highway 87. North Palafox in front of Strikers also showing a little slowdown there. If you have traffic info to report, please text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to this conversation about parking. I'm against. You know, I like this. Philip Olivier seems like a very sharp guy. It's a widely praised report. And though I agree with DC about a lot of things, and I understand the reasoning, I love free parking. I don't expect to park to pay to park when I go to the park. I don't expect to pay to park when I go to a restaurant. I don't expect to pay to park when I go to the grocery store. And I don't expect to pay to park on city streets downtown when we're going to an event. Now, if other people get there ahead of me and I can't find a spot, okay, I find somewhere else. Maybe that's a little bit annoying, but I feel like every time I have to readapt to they took away this spot or they took away that spot or they took away that street or they, you know, and like, brother, you know, just leave some for the rest of it. Now, there will still be free parking. It just won't be close in. And look, I understand all the arguments, but and especially the Palafox. I think it's a quirky, cool thing about Palafox that you can find free parking there for 2 hours. I know you never would set it up that way, but there's something kind of cool about, hey, come downtown. Everybody's the same. Everybody pays nothing. And there's something about making people pay to use a public amenity that's created by taxpayer funds that it's like, you know, it's like, well, why not make Palafox a toll road? You know, if congestion on 9th Avenue is a problem, then make 9th Avenue a toll road and people can go around. Well, you'd never do that. Why? Same issue. Don't charge people for basic services. That's part of what the taxes are supposed to pay for. Now, the other thing is what you're really going to do, and I will ask the mayor about this. I think what you really wind up doing is in order to make turnover happen, you have to do one of two things. You either have to take people who will stay in one place too long and make them go somewhere else, or you have to take people who would want to park there but don't want to pay money, go somewhere where they're going to either pay less or pay not at all. Which is a way of rewarding people who have the financial resources to pay or to pay more. And so you wind up creating what seems to me like a financial discrimination. You're deliberately trying to reward the people who can pay and to punish or disincentivize the people who don't want to pay as much or can't pay at all. And so I don't like that. I just don't like the idea of saying that downtown is for the well-off. You know, and it's not much well off, but it's still well off enough that it matters, because if you can't make people change their behavior based on price, then the theory of opening up parking spaces doesn't work. So it has to be that you disincentivize people based on price, which means that you're basically rewarding the people who have the money and you're punishing the people who don't have the money or don't want to spend it. So it looks a little bit like a market system. I get it, but governments aren't markets. 720 on News Radio 92.3. What do you think? You want to see paid parking, expanded downtown, increased price, increased hours? Do you not like a component of it? Do you agree with me that free parking is supposed to be kind of the way it is? I have a lot of really good friends who are screaming at my radio right now because they hate me for saying all of this, but hey, that's okay. We have a difference of opinion. We can still be friends. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, speaking of parking, Frontier Motors has a great selection, about 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sedans on the lot at any moment. And you can sample them all side by side, and then you can make a good informed decision about what fits you. And I strongly recommend, don't just go when you need a car. Go like 5 or 6 months ahead of when you need a car and learn what car you want to buy, and then you can really shop for price. And look, if Frontier doesn't have it, that's fine with them. They understand, but they would like to sell you the car if they do have the right price. But the point is, don't shop under stress. So go early and look around. Go sample. You know, go sample when you don't need it, right? That's the idea. Don't shop hungry, okay? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death, which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Boris the Blade?
Yeah.
As in Boris the Bullet Dodger?
Why do they call him the Bullet Dodger?
Because he dodges bullets heavy.
Oh, I got a few texts. So let me read some for you. 437-1620 if you want to text me about this issue of downtown parking. We're going to talk with Mayor Reeves about this coming up in about, 15 minutes, something like that. Somebody says, lots of restaurants have lunch menus and dinner menus with different prices for the same meal. I would say more so they have lunch menu prices for smaller versions of that meal. But, you know, it's true. Sometimes they do as a block charge more for the same thing. If you're going downtown for a $100 or $200 or more dinner, is $4 to park really a problem? No, but a lot of people don't go downtown to spend $100 or $200 to buy dinner, right? A lot of people go downtown because they want to see the park, or they want to go to a gallery night, or they, you know, there are the parades. You know, they want to do things that are other than the expensive stuff, right? So there's that. Let's see. 437-1620. The parking downtown is very difficult with a person who has walking issues. Try to find parking close to where you need to go. I used the portal for a parking ticket. It was $17. Ridiculous for a local. What about people who don't have a smartphone? They're going to keep the kiosks. Andrew, I find downtown parking very confusing. I don't go downtown unless I absolutely have to. Understand. And it's not going to get easier. I mean, I don't think. I mean, his goal is to make it simpler, okay, and to raise revenue and to create parking turnover. I get all that. But, you know, in the short term, it's going to be much more confusing. Somebody here says, park farther away and rent a scooter. Well, that solves the issue. Scooters are very expensive. Somebody says, more pay for parking equals less of us spending our money downtown. Because we won't go downtown. Somebody here says, I agree with you on parking, understand the logic, and hate the concept. Exactly. I just think it's... Pensacola is a small, inviting southern town. It's not a big city. I like that about us. I like that parking at the beach is free. I like that parking downtown is mostly free. I like that. And we're turning into the kind of place I hate to go. You know, Nashville. Jake, we were talking about this in the break. You were saying, you know, used to park for free downtown everywhere, and now?
Oh, yeah. I would go down and get my pick of parking spaces right in front of Tootsie's or anywhere. I would just go to all the bars, and it was just right there. And you could get anywhere, and I never saw a cop. It was never crowded. And then, you know, fast forward a few years, you've got hockey games letting out. You've got, you know, $50 parking. It's incredible.
I'm the same in St. Louis. You know, I just, you know, it used to be easy to go park everywhere, and now it's everywhere is expensive. And so you got to really hunt to find the place I'm willing to not, you know, I'm willing to look around to find a place to not pay. But, I mean, I hate paying. David's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Reported anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. have now spiked nearly 400% in the 2 weeks since war broke out between Israel and Hamas. That's according to the Anti-Defamation League, which says they've tracked 312 separate incidents. Hurricane Otis made landfall near Acapulco as a Cat 5 storm. The National Hurricane Center says that hit the coast of South Mexico just after midnight with winds of around 165 miles an hour. And got some new information on that case where the off-duty pilot was charged with attempted murder after trying to shut off the engines on a plane. Court documents now show 44-year-old Joseph Emerson took psychedelic mushrooms that day. Prior to getting on the plane, of course, he attempted to shut the engines off mid-flight, was subdued by flight staff. He was arrested and told police he was having a nervous breakdown, hadn't slept in 40 hours, and then admitted to using magic mushrooms.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of that comes as super surprising to anybody, but there was some kind of mental health issues involved for sure. That's a very sad, very scary to imagine, you know, all of that. What was the name of the hurricane you were talking about?
It says Otis.
You know what I hear when I think about that? There's only one thing that I ever think about when I hear Otis.
Costa del Ex, Lutherville, Marina del Ex, Otisburg. Otisburg.
Gene Hackman in Superman.
Nice.
Otisburg. Hurricane Otisburg. 729 on News Radio 92.3. David, thanks so much for the update. I will probably not get all these texts in. Somebody says, I'm done going downtown. I'll find somewhere else to go. What is the money for parking being used for? Free parking should be the norm. They want to reinvest in downtown amenities related to parking, including the maintenance that always goes into things like the spaces or the parking garage. In all caps, I do not want to pay to park. With free parking, you get people to park the vehicle, walk around the city, and really don't spend a dime. And when you have to pay to park, there is with the purpose, and they're going to spend money. I hate parking. I hate paid parking. Annoying on Palafox when you can't find a spot, and awesome when you do. It's part of the experience. Parking downtown is too cheap compared to the market price. Raise to a reasonable rate and expand parking time until 9 p.m. Their recommendation is midnight. He says midnight, or she says midnight is too late. Could even remove parking from part of Palo Fox altogether and offer wider sidewalks, a kind of a downtown marking. Let's see. If you're coming downtown for citizen government business, there should be free parking. Coming downtown for shopping, eating, or drinking, pay for parking. Oh, that's a good point. I know some of the parking garages might have that ability. Let's see. Somebody says, from Chicago, I hear your points, but you have to see that buck or two an hour as an incredible bargain compared to. Yeah, but I don't want to live in Chicago. I don't want to live in Detroit. I want to live in Phoenix. I want to live in Pensacola, where we have free parking for 2 hours on Palo Fox and free at the beach.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. President Biden is expected to hold his first news conference today since the October 7th start of the Israeli-Hamas conflict. The White House says a presser is planned for 12:30 Eastern Time. Biden will be joined by Australia's Prime Minister during the event. He's on a three-day state visit to the U.S. Israel's launched over 400 airstrikes on Gaza in the last 24 hours, claiming to have killed several Hamas commanders. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel's ground invasion will happen soon. House Republicans plan to vote on a new House Speaker this afternoon after nominating Louisiana's Mike Johnson.
This group here is ready to govern. We're going to govern well. We're going to do what's right by the people. And I believe the people are going to reward that next year.
Johnson's the fourth pick in 3 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 65 degrees in Pensacola this morning. And you can expect the city of Pensacola to at least start exploring the idea of a red light camera program soon.
Our goal isn't we want to have someone have a bad day to write a ticket and write them a ticket. Our goal is we don't want people injured or killed. That's what our goal is. And we don't want to spend 5, 6, 7, 8,000 hours of our police officers' time that could be out investigating crimes, and we're dealing with crashes because we got people slamming through red lights.
That is Mayor D.C. Reeves. He says they've been reviewing 10 years of data. The results, he says, were shocking, particularly at three intersections, 9th and Bayou, 9th and Airport, and Fairfield and Davis Highway. Reeves also says that red light crashes lead officers to spend thousands of hours at intersections when they could be out investigating more serious crimes. An Escambia County man now charged with burgling the Cantonment Mercantile on Highway 29. Deputies say the burglary was discovered on Tuesday morning. 20-year-old Ronnie Graham was identified as a suspect. He's now been charged with grand theft, burglary causing $1,000 or more in damage, and resisting arrest. The Cantonment Mercantile has more than 50 vendors and a bakery at their location. Back to the drawing board for congressional Republicans. Party whip Tom Emmer no longer in the race for House Speaker, and that was only hours after being nominated. On the Firebrand podcast this week, Matt Gaetz hinted that it could be difficult for Emmer to get support from the more conservative members of the Republican Party.
The two voted for the debt limit deal. So if you're viewing that as dispositive as I am, if you're viewing that as critical to where the House of Representatives is right now, it's quite the tell Tom Emmer was a yes vote on the bad McCarthy debt limit deal.
And Gaetz also said that Emmer and former President Donald Trump had their differences in the past. Of course, yesterday afternoon, Trump posted on Truth Social that voting for Emmer would be a mistake. Shortly after that, Emmer withdrew from consideration for the job. Two people now being held without bond in the Escambia County Jail after a man was brutally assaulted after meeting up with a woman he met on the Facebook dating app. Now, this happened about 2 weeks ago. Deputies say the victim matched with 25-year-old Natalie Fonseca on Facebook dating. The two met up. They had dinner, and then Fonseca and another man allegedly beat the victim, slit his throat, dumped him from a bridge into the Escambia River.
I will say it's a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, that he survived, again, the beating, the cutting, the drop, the water, all of that sort of thing. So we're obviously happy that we're able to arrest those who are responsible and so that they can't do this again.
And that victim was eventually able to make it out of the river onto land, got help from a boater, and made it to I believe a convenience store of some sort, before he contacted deputies. Fonseca and 31-year-old Nafis Reynolds now facing charges including attempted homicide, kidnapping, and robbery. Florida now suing a social media giant. Attorney General Ashley Moody announcing the state is suing Meta. She says Meta knowingly designed and deployed harmful features on Instagram to make it addicting to children and teens. She says all the while Meta was falsely assuring the public that young users were safe. 735, it's News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
If you're out in Navarre, eastbound 98 at Catamaran, looks like there's an accident in front of the shrimp basket. The inside lane is blocked, and traffic is backed up all the way past Slim Chickens. 98 westbound also in Tiger Point starting to back up. Highway 29, Pensacola Boulevard, is heading towards west 9.5 mile, looking congested. Also, Mobile Highway at Blue Angel showing eastbound slowdown. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We will have a beautiful day today with temperatures near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 79. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Beautiful weather continues into Friday. Sunny skies, high near 82. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, it's 64 in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, and 62 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. The California Department of Motor Vehicles has suspended Cruise's autonomous driving permit, effectively halting its robo-taxi service in San Francisco. The DMV says Cruise's vehicles aren't safe for public operation, and the company has misrepresented information related to the safety of the technology of the vehicles. Cruise is majority controlled by GM, which has invested deeply in the division and is looking to introduce a fully autonomous shuttle that doesn't have a steering wheel or manual controls. A growing number of people are falling behind on their car payments. Car repossessions tumbled in the early days of the pandemic as the government sent trillions in stimulus money to homes and businesses. But repossessions have progressively ticked higher as sky-high prices for used and new cars alike force consumers to take out bigger loans. In September, the percentage of auto borrowers who were at least 60 days late on their bills rose to 6.1%. That's the highest default level in three decades. On Wall Street, futures mixed. That's Your Money Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Shootings, beatings of those who attack, indictments, incitement, fiction, or fact. Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mayor of the city of Pensacola, the fine, great, and wonderful city of Pensacola, Mayor D.C. Reeves. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about today? I mean, it's like we got nothing.
So, well, I drank a raw egg. I did 10 push-ups. You know, I'm ready to go.
All right. So as in case people are just joining the conversation, let's talk about parking first. The set of proposals is essentially this. You want to get a new app. Because it'll allow greater capability to do the things that we need to do to change parking downtown. You get that that's a problem for people to change over, but it will be better in the long run. You want to expand the zone where you have paid parking from Spring over to Alkanes and including Palafox, where you're going to get rid of the two-hour free parking and all the way down to Plaza de Luna. You want to extend the hours of parking from till 7 o'clock until midnight. And you want to make the price higher from 50 cents an hour by ordinance right now up to a dollar. And then you want to make that price variable down to 25 cents in low demand areas, as high as maybe $2. I don't think you set an upper limit, but I think that's kind of the vicinity you're talking about under high demand times. Am I summarizing accurately?
Yes and no. First of all, those are the recommendations that have been brought to me. It is not with finality that those are all the things that we're going to do. And I would give you the biggest example is we haven't gone street by street with the new expanded zones and said, these are going to be free. These are Phil's recommendations, that is what you just described. And those, and in that case, yes, are very accurate. And that's what is under consideration now.
Okay. By the way, I was very impressed with him. The report was very good, and he was a very impressive guy. So good. I think a good hire and a good report for sure.
Yeah. So let me do a couple things. I think just let me give a little lay of the land. The Hoff Center sent DIB a study recently in the last couple months. You heard me mention this probably on Monday. 2020, we had 5.6 million transactions downtown. You'll have to ask Hoff Center how they met, whether that's credit card, cell phone, I know is part of it. 5.6 million transactions happened downtown in 2020, COVID year. 2021, 6.9 million. In the last 12 months, 8.3. So unless Andrew McKay gets on the radio and starts talking about bed bugs or that all the hotel rooms are haunted, we are where we are. And so I totally respect the argument of, I walk down there to Buccaneer Trading Shop with my grandfather every Saturday, didn't see a soul. And I get people emailing me saying, well, man, it used to be free. Yeah, well, people used to not come down here, which means we didn't have the infrastructure, impending costs that are coming to us and trying to keep up with what is our economic driver. Our resident satisfaction survey, as an example, we asked the question, do you believe downtown is the economic driver of the city, or do you think it gets too much attention? And two-thirds of our residents agree, somewhere in there, it's in the mid-60s or high-60s, that say, no, it's our economic driver. So it's not just the geography, pro rata to our city. There's a lot of things that happen down there, which means we've got to take care of it. And it means that we have impending costs. And so those are just some realities, number one. And the last on this opening diatribe would be that understand if we adopted every change in this policy, the vast, 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 vast majority of city parking spaces are free. What we're discussing here is that 10 years ago, you could park in front of the jewelry shop or the restaurant right in front and it was free. So I always like to make sure that we're talking about the same thing. We're not. Because when we start talking about paid parking, what enters people's minds is that all of the parking is going to be paid. The vast majority of our spaces would still be free. It just may not be the one that's right in front of your dinner reservation at 7 p.m. And so I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Absolutely.
We can
understand.
Get the exact numbers for you.
So here's the way I look at it. And I know there are some texters who agree with your proposal. I would say that we're about an 80-20 split, and about the 80% are saying, I won't go downtown. I'm already sick of downtown. Parking downtown is a nightmare. Right. It's a mess. I hate to pay to park. I would always prefer free. And my sort of twist on that is when we moved here 9 years ago, one of the things I loved about Pensacola is that it's a small town feel. It's an inviting, welcome to my home kind of feel. And when we went to the beach, we're familiar with California beaches where you pay for everything and you can't even find parking. It's horrible. I found the beach and, you know, Casino Beach, free parking. Oh, my God, this is amazing. Downtown, you know, downtown, thriving, bustling, whether it's parades or food or walking around or whatever the case is, it's free parking. And, you know, I don't always even bother go to look on Palafox because I know other places that I can go to find free parking, like on Main Street is my favorite now.
Right.
And I go park there for free fun. It pissed me off when you went from, you know, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. It pissed me off when you closed, not you, but, you know, when the city closed the lot, like UWF annexed the back of the TT Wentworth, you know, when yep. the housing, when Studerville came in, you know, I mean, that's not the call, but, you know, when that came in and got lost a lot of parking spaces on Jefferson. Every time it's irritating. And just when I think I finally found, okay, here's my place where I can go, then you take that away or you make me want to pay. I hate to pay yep. to park, period. And I know a lot of people are like yep. that. I don't pay when I go to Walmart. I don't pay when I go to other restaurants. I don't pay when I go to the park. Why do I have to pay to visit my city?
So here's number one. There's 25% of people out of the 5,100 said the same thing. We said, what would you pay for a perfect parking experience? And the answer is nothing. How can I argue with that? I mean, and I'll give a little insight as mayor. I haven't been mayor long. But anything that I propose that costs more than it does before, believe it or not, it's probably 80-20. I don't have a whole lot of wild endorsements when we have to make adult decisions about where we're going, you know, as a city. And I really ask this question when people have asked me, well, why should it be free? And I want to talk about income disparity because that got brought up too. But why shouldn't it be free? Well, the first question I always ask is, do you believe that the city of Pensacola, not just with me as mayor, but in the years to come with 8.3 million transactions and quickly rising, that we have this, we can count on the infrastructure costs of which to keep up with that. And I've never had anybody say yes, that we clearly do have that. And I would tell you that we don't. So then what we're doing is we're going to, when it's time for some kind of tax increase to cover that or some other revenue stream to cover that, and everyone's already used it, that you want to talk about income disparity? Income disparity is we're making people who are not even using downtown with any frequency now saddle with the expense. So this is, in essence, a user fee. If you're down there 5 nights a week paying 50 cents an hour, then you're helping keep it up. Or if the biggest complaint, by the way, was not cost, was availability of parking spaces, then you're helping us build structured parking. We don't have money sitting around to build structured parking if that turns out that that's what we need. So I totally get that the missing linchpin, you've heard me say this, in all of this, is what are we going to do with the money? And that's been the biggest miss of our city and how cities don't do it right. Is they'd say, well, it's not just we're coming to take a dollar instead of 50 cents. The idea is that it improves the experience of the things you just said. I want it to be easier. I want it to be simple. I want to be able to know I can go somewhere and get a spot. Those types of things will never happen. And the analogy I'll be using with this really is to say, hey, if we were to use the cliche of fine-tuning an instrument, we don't even know what the instrument is. What we have right now cannot help us measure anything, whether we need more spaces, whether we need more structure. We just don't know that because we don't have any data that helps support. We do not encourage turnover in these spaces.
Mr. Mayor, I agree with you about that, and I agree with you certainly about the approach of study at first in order to figure out the recommendations. I appreciate that. We need to take a quick pause. We need to get traffic. We'll be back to this. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Well, there's plenty of parking available on Highway 98 this morning. Navarre eastbound 98 at Catamaran. Looks like there's an accident in front of the shrimp basket. Inside lane is blocked, and traffic is backed up past Slim Chickens. 98 westbound in Tiger Point, and also back on the other side eastbound in Windhaven at the Publix's, starting to back up this morning. Highway 29 headed towards West 9.5 mile, looking congested as well. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Two thoughts, okay? I don't buy the, you know, you're charging granny right now, and that's not fair, because I think what you're going to do is you're going to maybe cut her property tax bill by 10 cents and you're going to make her not go to downtown because she won't be able to afford it anymore. So I don't buy that argument exactly. I know from experience that when I go to other cities where they charge a lot for parking, I come away thinking, well, you know, other things that I did there were fun, but man, it leaves an awful taste in my mouth. I just don't want to go there again. And that's what I fear we're going to turn downtown into for not just visitors who might expect to pay and don't have an expectation of free, but for the locals who are really having frustrations with this. And the last thing, and I'll let you respond, of course, this argument of creating turnover is predicated on the idea that you can price people out of parking in the core, and the price-sensitive people, the cheap people, the poor people, the people who don't want to pay for parking, people like me, okay? I'm not necessarily poor, but don't want to pay for parking. You're going to price us away from the core and go park somewhere else. Otherwise, it doesn't work. The model doesn't work unless you can disincentivize us out of the core. And so it really winds up being a reward to the people who can pay with a privilege and discourage the people who can't or don't want to pay with a punishment.
That is foundationally built on a misnomer. And what, yes, turnover is the goal. But what we're talking about, and I speak from experience, I had 50 employees that are in the heart of this district that have parked at the parking garage for years and years when I owned a business downtown. Let me tell you what happened. A busboy at a restaurant on Palafox parks at 6:59 p.m. on Palafox Street and leaves at 2 in the morning. So when you and your example, you mentioned, hey, oh, if they beat me there, well, then you better get to your show 3 hours early because there's no turn on that space. And by the way, no revenue either.
Fair. Fair point. I agree. The employee problem is a problem.
So what I have businesses coming to me right now saying, well, what are we going to do? You know, there's not access to these spaces. 2 hour is the worst of all worlds because what happens is the employee gets out, goes to lunch, comes back and parks in a 2 hour space. So our congestion, the number one complaint was, you said it, 41% of people said, I can't find spaces at night in downtown. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? It's because people have been there for hours at a time. So turnover is the mechanism of which to create availability. It's not a mechanism of which to create immense revenue. And that's so you're working off the presumption that people were paying 50 cents happily, and then now they're going to go to a dollar, and that's going to price them out. No, what we're saying is, we will never rid ourselves of congestion. What we all complain about, number one complaint, finding spaces. We will never rid ourselves of that until we have the ability to not have all of these 2 hour free spaces that are be taken up by employees, by people who are not moving. So what I hope is you come downtown, you have dinner at 6 o'clock, it costs you $2, and then you leave at 8. And then someone else comes at 8 to 10 o'clock, and then now availability rises just as much as revenue rises. And so that's, I get what you're saying, but my point is turnover, if we will never relieve the congestion issue. 30% of our traffic downtown, nationwide, 30% of traffic is people circling around looking for spaces. So, you know, so that's why I say we are not even fine tuning an instrument. We don't even know what the instrument is. And what I believe is wherever we go from here, which app would be first, by the way, before we do any policy changes, we would get the best app in the world, highest rated app in the world in parking. And that would start maybe in January. But yeah, I mean, that we've got to get turnover in order or we'll never rid ourselves from this complaint about congestion. I mean, just there's no other way to fix it.
So I actually agree with some of that. Obviously the employee part, and I think changing the app probably makes sense. You know, for a variety of reasons. My general fear, and I know, you know, just to make sure that you're clear, and I think the fear that a lot of other people have is, yep, Palafox was a wasteland before. It has become a beautiful thing, and now we're turning into a beautiful thing for the people who can afford it, and that just irritates me, and it discourages me from wanting to go downtown and like a lot of other people. Putting parking aside, which I know is a much longer conversation, is likely to be a very big city council meeting when you ask for some of these changes. Red light cameras, though we have no time to talk about it today, you and I are completely on the same page. I love this idea. I look forward to the pilot program. I look forward to full implementation. If we can make Pensacola as safe as Gulf Breeze, I think that's a win for everybody, including law enforcement and the citizens who are protected. We're going to start recycling on Saturday at the drop-off location, and we'll get to talking about CareerSource Florida, your appointment to the board of directors, next week. Let's have some fun, the lightning round. And by the way, I love a good debate, so I really appreciate the conversation. I think a lot of other people do as well. Our quick lightning round here for Mayor, if I can get my page to pull up here. There we go. Is there a bad smell that you love?
Not off the top of my head. Okay. No, I think it would be...
Things like asphalt and gasoline and skunk and, you know, those kind of things. Is there one of those that cigarette maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, fresh asphalt in the parking space. Is that what you're saying? yeah. That's,
you like that? Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Does DC Reeves wear socks to bed?
No.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's just
good
yeah,
man.
Too much
and,
going
good
on.
Man.
And this might be the make or break moment for you as a person, a mayor, and as a friend. When you go to the restaurant and they bring you your food, do you wait to taste it before you add seasoning, or do you season it before you taste it?
I go all in. I mean, I trust my judgment. I just go ahead and do it.
You
I
put
mean,
it on before you taste it?
But what do you do?
Oh, no, you got to wait.
Yeah,
you got to trust
I
the
do.
Chef, man. So close.
Man, look, you got to take chances.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, again, I look forward to more conversations about this and certainly at City Council. But as always, thank you for the time. Thank you for the good engagement this morning, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. No, anytime. Y'all have a good one.
755 News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. 98 is looking a little rough this morning. Eastbound 98 at Catamaran over in front of the Shrimp Basket. Looks like there's an accident that's blocking things up. 98 westbound in Tiger Point. Starting to slow down. Also on the other side, eastbound in Windhaven, starting to back up at the Publix there. I-10 eastbound, I'm showing some slowdown past 9 Mile by the Cracker Barrel. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. I'm getting hungry. News Radio 92. I'm going to start saying restaurants on all my reports now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got loved ones that might be experiencing a little bit of change in their life, if they're older, parents, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, could be that they're starting to not be able to take care of things as well. Like, you know, they have trouble going to the grocery store. They have trouble cooking. They have trouble cleaning. They have trouble maybe bathing, okay, dressing, things like that, activities of daily living. This is when you start to look at assisted living. And assisted living, people often don't understand this. Assisted living is not a nursing home. Okay, assisted living is independent living where you're in a community with other people who also need help, and you get that help so that you can live independently and have activities and a social life and thriving. I mean, it's not dependent on you to take care of them. That's the value of it. Now, once you decide on assisted living, where to go is another challenge because it's like 30 different places. So you call my friend John Horton at Assisted Living Locators, and he'll help you with this. No charge. He'll help you make the right decision and then find the right place once you've made that decision. 712-0887 or assistedlivinglocators.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport, a sleek compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices for DAG, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Only a few days remain for the biggest and best fair, the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Free exhibits, fun, food, games, and more. Big and fast rides to thrill you. Free shows by Below Alabama, Rocky and the Rollers, Whiteside Rock Ensemble, Performing Journey, and Mark Chestnut. Plus Circa Maceo, the Livestock Auction, Ladies Day, Mana Food Drive Discount Day, Seniors Day, Kids Day, $2 Ride Day, Midnight Madness, and Last Blast Family Day. The Pensacola Interstate Fair, where memories are made.
All right, we are just about out of time for the half hour. We'll be back next hour. We can talk some more about this, though, because it is Wednesday. Man, the number of texts coming in on this subject about parking are amazing, and we will talk a little bit more about this coming back. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Andrew McKay.